Hey everybody, welcome back to Dopamine Damage Control. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, here to help you navigate this crazy world of instant gratification and digital distractions. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing that next dopamine hit? Like your phone is more addictive than chocolate, and let's be real, chocolate is pretty darn addictive. Today, we're diving deep into something super important: the link between mental health and addiction. We often hear these terms thrown around separately, but trust me, they're intertwined like two sides of the same coin. You know that feeling when you're stressed out, anxious, or even just plain bored? We all experience it, right? And sometimes, we turn to things, be it social media, video games, binge-watching, or even substances, to try and escape those feelings. But here's the catch. While these temporary distractions might offer a quick dopamine rush, they often create a bigger problem in the long run. So, let's break down five key things you need to understand about this connection. First off, mental health conditions like depression, anxiety, and PTSD can actually increase the risk of developing an addiction. It's like your brain is seeking out that temporary relief from pain, even if it means creating more problems later on. Second, addiction itself can seriously mess with your mental well-being. You might experience heightened anxiety, depression, or feelings of shame and guilt, kind of a vicious cycle, right? Now, here's the good news. Recognizing this connection is the first step towards breaking free. Think about it like this. Addressing underlying mental health issues can actually reduce the likelihood of developing an addiction in the first place. And if you're already struggling with both, seeking professional help can make a world of difference. Let's talk about coping mechanisms. It's crucial to find healthy ways to manage stress and emotions that don't involve harmful substances or behaviors. Exercise, meditation, spending time in nature, these are all proven mood boosters that can help you feel more balanced. Remember, your mental health is just as important as your physical health. Finally, never be afraid to reach out for support. Talking to a trusted friend or family member can make a huge difference. There are also tons of amazing resources available online and in your community hotlines, support groups, therapists who specialize in addiction and mental health. You don't have to go through this alone. Okay, let me tell you a story. This one time, I was going through a really tough breakup, and trust me, it sucked. Instead of dealing with the emotional mess head-on, I started spending way too much time scrolling through social media, binge-watching every cheesy rom-com ever made, and eating my weight in ice cream, don't judge. At first, it felt good, a temporary escape from the pain. But eventually, I realized I was feeling even worse. The endless scrolling just made me feel more isolated. The rom-coms were making my heartbreak seem like some epic movie drama, and all that junk food was leaving me feeling sluggish and guilty. It took me a while to figure out what I needed to do. Talk to a therapist, reconnect with friends who actually cared, no judgmental DMs. And start taking care of myself physically. It wasn't easy, but getting through that tough time taught me so much about the connection between mental health and addiction. So, remember this. Your mind is powerful, but it needs nurturing just like any other part of you. If you're struggling, don't hesitate to reach out for help. There are people who want to support you, resources available to guide you, and a whole community ready to offer understanding. And hey, if all else fails, just remember, there's always ice cream, but maybe not as the first solution. Alright everyone, that's it for today's episode. Remember, taking care of your mental health is not a luxury, it's a necessity. If you found this helpful, share it with someone who might need to hear it. You never know, you could be making a difference in their life. And don't forget to join the conversation on social media. I love hearing from you guys. Until next time, stay focused, stay mindful, and keep chasing those positive vibes.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.